Hello everyone, I'm your host Noor and welcome to And Beyond. This is a podcast where we push ourselves past our own limiting beliefs, past our comfort zone, to go beyond ourselves in mind, body, and soul. Today's episode is one that I truly do believe can change your life. If you have been tuned into this podcast for a while, then you know my deep, deep love for sleep and a good nighttime routine. And the reason why is because when you sleep well, you wake up feeling well, and when you wake up feeling well, then you carry that good feeling onto the rest of your day, which carries on to the rest of your life. And how often do you go to bed not feeling so good? You feel dissatisfied with your day, you feel disappointed, angry, frustrated, and then you wake up and those exact same feelings still linger on. And then you carry those feelings on to the rest of your day, and then you go to bed feeling even more of those feelings, and even more. And then it's just this vicious cycle that keeps repeating and repeating. But I truly do believe that I found the little secret trick to ending this vicious cycle. And it's so simple. It's almost laughable, but it works and it is so effective. And I'm going to tell you how you can use this simple trick and also how to apply it and why it works. But before I get any further into this episode, if you enjoy content about self-development, health, and astrology, please make sure to subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're currently listening to it on, and a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts would also mean so much to me. And now, let me change your life by giving you this one really simple, easy trick. Everybody talks about how a good morning routine creates a successful day, which leads to a successful life. And that is true, but what creates a good morning routine is a good night routine. And what helps you have a good night routine is how you think and apply yourself to the day prior to sleep. And how you want to feel in the morning is 99% of the time dependent on how you fall asleep. And why I say 99% of the time is because regardless, you can always choose to feel better regardless of the emotion that you're currently feeling. So how you feel at night is important. And I think I found the secret hack to going to bed feeling fulfilled, happy, and satisfied so that you wake up feeling better and doing better. And it is so simple, yet so effective, and it's simply asking the question, how do I want to feel when I go to bed tonight? Now, before you sign off and laugh at this question and laugh at this little trick that I'm giving you, again, I told you that it is really simple, but it is so effective. The reason it is so powerful is because when you're in the moment, you're just thinking about the now. So any decisions and choices that are presented to you are based on if you'll get satisfied right now. To work out or not? To edit my paper or not? To sort out my cabinets or not? Thinking of doing those kind of things right now isn't always pleasant. So majority of the time, instead of taking action or facing a fear or whatever the case may be, people will say, no, I don't feel like doing that right now, because it's so much easier. It's not impacting you right now. Or is it? The reward of doing something only really comes after doing it. Your answer, how you approach anything, impacts you directly because it impacts you an hour from now, a day, a week, a month, and a year from now. But no, you're only thinking about, is this affecting me in this moment that I am in right now? And as time is not linear, as I always like to say, everything is always affecting everything. And if you're basing your decisions on how you feel right now, all you will do is create more of that. So if you're feeling lazy and make a decision from a place of a lazy person, you will get more lazy. Basing your answers, choices, and decisions on the present moment isn't always beneficial. And as much as I encourage being mindful and living in the present moment, sometimes that present moment reality isn't going to help you get to where you want to get to. Which is why you need to shift your present moment by thinking about the future. So when you tell yourself, how do I want to feel when I go to bed tonight? You're allowing yourself to live in the future by putting yourself in that future state. And if you want to go to bed feeling proud and good about yourself, your choices and decisions will align to how you want to feel. If you want to feel productive and accomplished, you will do that task. If you want to feel like you were in control of your emotions today, then you will be more mindful of what you do and what you say, which will make you more present because you will realize that how you show up in the present moment impacts your future, which impacts you directly. And what impacts your future impacts you now, because if your future itself is looking back at the now version of you feeling really angry and upset and disappointed and frustrated, then guess who feels that? You, again, right now in this present moment. And because you care about you, you are not going to react to your triggers and give in to fear and poor habits and choices. Because you care about yourself, you will adjust your ways and habits and behaviors based on how you want to feel when you go to bed tonight. And I know you care about yourself. And the reason I know you care about yourself is because you're basing your current decisions on how you feel in the present moment, because you care about yourself. And when you can ask yourself that question, how do I want to feel when I go to bed tonight? Frequently, then anytime anything comes up for you during the day, you will have more control over yourself and how you show up, because you will constantly remind yourself of how you want to feel. This is really powerful because you're skipping right to the end of the day, placing yourself in the body, emotions, and feelings of when your body meets the mattress and making decisions and choices for that person. And knowing that that version of you is already in their little safe zone, they're in the bed after a long day, that is every more reason to show up for yourself in the day, because you already know that you're getting at least one reward today, and that is precious, valuable sleep. So make that sleep good by showing up in the day for it and asking, how do I want to feel when I go to bed tonight? The reason why this question is also so effective is because I think universally we can all agree that everybody loves sleep. And the reason why everybody loves sleep is because it's relaxation time. It is your safe zone, and you don't have to deal with anything. You don't have to think about anything, except for when you have poor sleep. And everybody loves good quality sleep. And how you ensure you have good quality sleep is by making sure that you go to bed feeling really good about yourself. Because when you're going to bed, that is a moment where you're taking a final pause of the day. And this is a time where your body is going to try to process everything that went on throughout the day. But that question of how do I want to feel when I go to bed tonight interrupts your day by constantly bringing you more mindfulness into how you act and how you behave and how you show up for yourself, so that you're not overthinking now when your head hits the pillow and now your mind is thinking of all the things that you should have done and you could have done, because you've already asked yourself that throughout the day, which is why this question is so important. Again, thinking about the future, no matter how far or how close that future is, can help create meaning of the present moment. And specifically with this question of how do I want to feel when I go to bed tonight, that future is not so far away. It's usually going to be around 16 to 17 hours, depending on the time you wake up to the time you sleep, for the average person. And because that future is not so far away, it's only a couple of hours away, it's going to be so much more easier to commit to fulfilling your day of how do I want to feel when I go to bed tonight, and will make you value the efforts you put in to the present moment, because it creates that future state. And when you think about the future state, you literally become closer to that future you, because you connect to that version of yourself. So when you're trying to make a decision and that future version of you doesn't feel too far away, you most likely will want to do things that will benefit them. And I know that this question is so effective because I use it daily. This is how I get myself to truly do anything. I talk a lot about discipline on this podcast, and this is my way of discipline. I attach everything to how I want to feel when I go to bed tonight, because I care about my sleep and I want to ensure that I wake up feeling really good. So if I want to ensure that I wake up feeling really good, then I better have a good night of sleep. And if I want to have a good night of sleep, then I need to make sure that my actions throughout the day lead me to having a good night of sleep. But I know that you care about the real reasons why this question is so effective and how it's going to impact you. And the reason why this question is so impactful and is really going to benefit you is because this is correlated with future thinking or growth mindset. And the concept of growth mindset or future thinking means to think about your future in a positive way. And note that I did say positive, because when you think about your future in a more positive state, and you can imagine yourself and visualize yourself in the most happiest state of being, then it's going to increase your chances of actually experiencing that. And this is going to benefit you in so many ways. It's going to benefit your overall health, your productivity, it's going to decrease your stress and help you overcome challenges and so much more. So when you ask yourself, how do I want to feel when I go to bed tonight? What you're really doing is checking in with your future and thinking about the future you in bed in a couple of hours. So this is how this question can be so impactful, because it helps you make thoughtful decisions throughout the day. As I mentioned earlier, often people make a decision simply based on how they feel right now in the present moment. And although that can be good sometimes, listening to how you feel right now isn't always helpful. Think about it this way. If you're too scared to do something and you continuously listen to that fear in the present moment, then you will never do that thing. If you feel too lazy and you lay down all day instead of getting up and taking care of yourself, you will feel lazy throughout the day because you're not doing anything to support your energy or motivation. So when you think about the future version of you who does feel energetic, you have to ask, what did they do? Did they sleep all day or did they get up and take care of themselves? And then you can make a better informed decision from that place. The scared version of you doesn't care to face the fear. The lazy version of you doesn't feel like doing anything. So you can't expect that version of you to do the most beneficial thing for you. Because the version of you who does confront their fears, did they continue to let their current state of fear state dictate their future? Or did they finally get up and face their fear? And when you can think about your future state, you place yourself there. You become the version of you who is energetic, who confronted and faced their fears. And therefore, any decision that you need to make related to those things will be easier. It's just psychological manipulation. Instead of someone doing it to you, you're doing it to yourself to better yourself. Because how often do you keep telling yourself, oh, I'll do this tomorrow, or I don't feel like it right now, but and then you keep delaying it, and then you go to bed not feeling so good about yourself. But again, when you ask yourself the question here, how do I want to feel when I go to bed tonight? And you know the answer is, I want to feel good, then you know that the decisions that you need to make throughout the day are going to be more thoughtful, because you know that every decision is going to either pull you towards feeling really good or push you away from feeling really good at night. And this is why this question is so impactful, because it helps you make thoughtful decisions. The next way it can really be beneficial is it's motivating. The question in itself is motivating. Ask yourself the question right now. How do I want to feel when I go to bed tonight? And if your answer is, I want to feel so proud of myself, I want to feel really good about my whole day, I want to feel like I love myself and that I was proud of myself and I accomplished everything that I needed to accomplish, you're going to feel so much more motivated to go and accomplish all those things and to do all those things to make sure that you feel that way when you go to bed tonight. And as I kind of already mentioned, expectations increase your chance of actually experiencing something, because expecting what you want for your future increases your chance of having it, because you're now more likely to take aligned actions to making that thing happen. Having positive expectations, fantasies, delusions, whatever you want to call it, about the future are actually very beneficial because they motivate you. But the way that you can benefit from those fantasies and those delusions and those positive expectations is when you can differentiate your reality from your fantasy, so that you can see the contrasting difference, which will make you motivated to turn those fantasies into practical actions and behaviors to reach your goals. Now, I'm going to bring astrology here for a second, and bear with me, because this is a really important note to mention. In astrology, every sign has an opposing sign. And the reason for this is to create balance between those two signs. So in astrology, the most delusional fantasy sign is Pisces. And in opposition to Pisces is Virgo, a very earthy, practical, grounded sign. And in order for Pisces and Virgo to both grow, they need to learn to balance fantasy and reality, to bring practicality to those delusions, and to use fantasy to create a better reality. And the reason why I mention this is because if you're just fantasizing and not taking actions, not being practical about those fantasies, then it's always just going to be in your headspace. But you need to take those fantasies, take how you want to feel when you're in bed at night, and make it real by applying yourself throughout the day. Another way this is really motivating is because it allows you to foresee any obstacles, any barriers that may come up throughout the day that will stop you from experiencing a good night of sleep or whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, like any kind of triggers and anxiety. Because you think of all the things that might come up in the day that might interfere with you going to bed feeling really good, so that you can come up with solutions before they even happen to support yourself, making you also feel less anxious and stressed. And this is so important, because when you have solutions to any kind of problem that you might face, you feel so much more motivated to move throughout your day, because you already have the answers to how you're going to move through them. If you identify with your future self, it is more likely that you will take care of yourself now. So thinking about the future can help you reach goals because it is motivating. And again, especially when you consider bringing in the practical steps to those fantasies where your future is not just a thought in the head, but you can actually ground it into the present moment by taking action from that future state. And then also when you bring in and consider the obstacles that may show up, because it allows you to find solutions. And when you have solutions, that motivational high will carry you throughout the day. The third way this question is so impactful is because it makes you feel better. When you think about a positive future you, you feel better. And happy thoughts create happy thoughts, which create happy feelings in the mind, body, and soul. Most people think about their bedtime as an escape, and this could be a good thing or a bad thing. If you think about your bedtime as an escape, as in, ugh, I just can't wait to end the day, I just want to crawl into bed and forget about everything, or if it's, I can't wait to go to bed because I'm so happy and satisfied, then those are two very different things. But for majority of people, it's an escape because they don't want to deal with the day. But then when you get into bed, all the thoughts of the day, what you did, what you didn't do, all start to rush in. And it goes, oh, you should have done this, or you should have done that, and oh, how I messed up here, and so on, and so on, and so on. And sometimes you already anticipate those thoughts and those feelings coming in because you're so accustomed to them coming in when you are in bed that you start to dread bedtime. And if you're already dreading bedtime, then you're already deciding throughout the day that I'm not going to have a good night of sleep. And if you're already deciding that for yourself, then the actions that you're going to apply yourself to the day are going to be, oh, I'm not going to have a good night of sleep. But it is so important to, again, think about your future in a more positive way. When you think about, I am going to have a good night of sleep, I have decided, I am expecting myself to have a good night of sleep, then you are more likely to have a good night of sleep because you will anticipate feeling so much more better when you go to sleep, which will make you feel better throughout the day. And if you feel good knowing that you're going to go to bed feeling good, then you will most likely take mindful steps to creating that as your mood will be elevated. What I would suggest is also asking yourself, what made me go to bed feeling really good today? And then name three things before they even happen. And that will motivate you to do those things. It will give you a guideline, almost like a blueprint of what you need to do today to make sure that you go to bed feeling really good about yourself. That could be, I drank a cup of water, I read a couple of pages of my book, I did X, Y, and Z things, whatever it is that you decide. And then make sure that you do those things. Because if you decided that doing these three things are going to make me feel really good when I go to bed at night, then when your head hits the pillow, you're going to feel really good because you did those three things. You get to create the reasons why going to bed tonight is going to be good. You decide what's going to make you feel happy and fulfilled so that when your head hits that pillow, you can smile because you already decided that today I'm going to feel good when I go to bed and I'm going to do these three things that are going to make me feel good when I go to bed. And even just in deciding that one thing for yourself, that when I go to bed tonight, I'm going to feel really good, then when you go to bed tonight, you're already going to be thinking, okay, I feel really good right now because you decided that for yourself. Expectations lead to you actually experiencing that thing. So expect yourself to feel really good when you go to bed tonight, and you will feel really good when you go to bed tonight. And the fourth way that this question is so impactful is it makes you a better person. Nothing makes you feel worse than going to bed knowing that you upset someone, that you argued with someone, that you judged, that you were mean, that you lied to someone. And when you go to bed night after night beating up on yourself for how you screwed up all over again and how bad of a person you are, how you mistreated someone, including yourself, you start to build deep anger and resentment towards yourself. And those feelings within the body are very uncomfortable. And nobody wants to live in that kind of discomfort. And that discomfort is also why you don't feel so good when you are laying in bed. So every time a situation arises, you ask yourself, how do I want to feel when I go to bed tonight? And instead of yelling at somebody, you'll be more patient and calm. Instead of cutting in front of someone in a line, you're going to consider actually maybe giving your spot to somebody else who may have less things to check out than you do. You become kinder because you know that being kinder directly impacts you and how you're going to feel when you go to bed tonight. And if you want to have a good night of sleep, then you bet you're going to take care of how you show up throughout the day. And that may sound selfish, but I personally rather you be kind selfishly than not at all. Sleep is everything, which is why the question is so powerful, because everybody wants a good night of sleep to truly get that fulfilling rest of the mind, body, and soul so that when you wake up, you can wake up feeling really good about yourself and have a better day. So going back to the question, how do I want to feel when I go to bed tonight? Ask yourself the question right now. How do you want to feel when you go to bed tonight? And the reason why I believe this is so powerful is because that future state is not so far away. It's not a day, a week, a month, or a year from now. It's only a couple of hours away. So how do you want to feel? Because it's not so far away, the excuses of, oh, I just I'll do it tomorrow, or I have all the time in the world. All those excuses go out the door, and you will feel that it is so much more easier to commit to that future state that is in a couple of hours than it is to commit to a future that is days, months, years, or however long away, because the reward is so much more closer. And again, it's only hours away that you're going to be in bed. And by doing it daily, asking yourself this question constantly and consistently, and putting yourself to bed feeling really proud of yourself and happy and satisfied and fulfilled, you will make more of a difference in your life than trying to spread all of your goals over longer periods of time. And then those bigger goals for your future will appear much closer, because as you show up for yourself daily, as you show up for your future daily through this question, it will help you reach that point of your other goals a lot faster. You make the present moment matter, because you know that anything you do now impacts what happens later. And the reason why the question is, how do I want to feel when I go to bed tonight, is because the night is the end of the day. You have already accomplished and have lived throughout your whole entire day. Everything that encompasses your day, your work, your relationships with other people, how you take care of your body, all of that is going to impact how you feel when you go to bed tonight. Did you take care of those things or not? Where did you show up in the way that you want to show up or not? And that's all going to come to you when you're at bed tonight. So when you ask yourself, how do I want to feel when I go to bed tonight? What you're really asking yourself is, how did I feel throughout the day? Did I take care of myself? Did I show up for myself throughout the day? Which is why this question is so impactful. So future thinking, making decisions based on what you want to feel, what you expect to happen, that is going to change your life, because it's going to enable you to make thoughtful decisions, to motivate you, to make you feel better, and make you a kinder person, which will help make you feel even better. So use this question. And as much as I'm saying this question, to be honest, you can reframe this question in whatever way you need to reframe it. I'm using bedtime for me, sleep, because that is what's valuable to me. If you have something that's more valuable to you, that is going to allow you to take better action throughout the day, to make you more mindful with your decisions, to motivate you, to make you feel better, whatever that question is for you, ask yourself that question. If something that is more valuable to you is how you wake up feeling in the morning, then ask yourself, how do I want to feel when I wake up in the morning? If it's more valuable to you, how you spend time with your children, how do I want to feel when I am with my children? How do I want to feel when I am with my partner? How do I want to feel when I am at work? Whatever the case may be for you, whatever you consider valuable, and applying that question as much as you can throughout the day. Because anytime you experience anything throughout the day, you keep applying the question. When you are at work and your boss comes over and hands you 10,000 new assignments, you ask yourself, how do I want to feel when I go to bed tonight? Or whatever the question is for you, because you could get up and you could yell, you could get really upset, or you could be really patient and really calm and handle yourself well, because you know that that is how you want to feel. You can ask yourself the question when you're stuck in traffic. You can ask the question when somebody cuts in front of you in line. You can ask yourself the exact same question when you're opening the fridge and you're seeing the choices between a cookie and a piece of fruit or vegetable. You can ask yourself the question when you're sitting down on the couch, binge watching TV shows after you promised yourself that you're going to accomplish certain things today. And now you ask yourself, how do I want to feel when I go to bed tonight? Or whatever the question is for you. Because when you can think about yourself in that way, when you can think about your future state and how you want to feel, you are more likely going to get up and do that thing. Because it is, again, it is motivating, and it will help you be more mindful with yourself. So I want you to ask yourself this question right now. How do I want to feel when I go to bed tonight? And if that question in itself doesn't make you feel like you need to take action on anything right now, then keep asking the question and keep changing it until you find that exact thing that is going to make you get up and do the next best thing for yourself. If it is, how do I want to feel when I'm around my family? How do I want to feel when I'm with my partner? How do I want to feel when I'm at work? How do I want to feel when I'm with my children? Whatever, again, that question is for you, keep asking until you find that exact question that you can ask yourself that is going to be motivating, that is going to help you take action. And no matter what, whether you showed up for yourself in the day or you didn't, be kind, be gentle, be compassionate, be loving towards yourself, and tell yourself that you love yourself. Because the only way you truly change your tomorrow, your mornings, your days, and your life is by continuously choosing better for yourself in every given moment, to forgive yourself and to try again. Because the question is self-love. It is asking, how can I be better right now to make the next moment better? Every time you ask yourself the question, you're reminding yourself of the love you have for yourself. And anytime you do anything from a place of love, it is more motivating than being mean to yourself. And that is why, regardless of what you do in the day, The question in itself can make you feel better, knowing that you at least tried, and keep trying till you become the embodiment of the version of you who feels really good about themselves, who feels really confident, who feels really proud about themselves when they're putting themselves to sleep, when they're at work, when they're with their children, when you're with your partner, whatever the case may be for you. And don't forget, you get to decide to feel how good you want to feel at any given moment, regardless of how you showed up in the day. Because you choosing and expecting yourself to feel good is setting a positive expectation for yourself, which is going to make you feel good because you're desiring something good for yourself, despite everything else. I trust that you enjoyed this episode and found it insightful. Please make sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. Take a screenshot of this episode and tag me in it and share it on your stories and let me know your favorite part. And if you feel like a friend could find use in this episode, please share it with them. And I also really want to know if you start to apply this question to your life, and let me know any changes that you notice in yourself when you do apply this question to yourself. And don't forget, I always leave journal prompts in the show notes so that you can reflect with yourself after each and every episode to start going beyond yourself. And to end this episode off with an herb, the herb that I chose for this episode is licorice. Licorice is a mercury-ruled herb, and mercury-ruled herbs help stimulate and improve mental alertness and can help bring clarity to our emotions and also our illusions. Licorice can help ease digestive problems, menopausal symptoms, helps coughs, and fight bacterial viral infections. Spiritually, interestingly, it is often used to call in love, beauty, and lust. And that is all for this episode. Wishing you all the best and sending you lots of love. Thank you and bye!